Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm pretty good, brother. I'm living here in the United States, the greatest country in the world. Tell you what. Hey, what kind of transport do you guys do exactly? Do you ambulatory? Do you do freight? I want to see what I'm working.
Who is this?
My name is Jacob Alborz. Have you ever?
Okay.
I run a transportation network here in Florida. I'm like a broker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got rates, set rates, all, you know, different companies, and when I need a ride, when I need someone to give someone a ride or get some papers couriered, or I need to get some supplies, medical supplies, take it somewhere, I call transportation companies, and I got one here that's going from Jupiter to West Palm Beach, and I'd be willing to play, you know, dead miles and everything. It's got to be done by tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, okay. No, there's nothing I can do to help you with that. What I do is I run horse hay to Florida from Canada, and I run tropical plants out of Florida back into Toronto.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Well, tell you what. When's the next ride going out? Do they go through Columbus to get to Canada?
No. We don't run through Columbus. You mean Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What about Georgia? Do they go through Georgia?
Yeah, I run through Georgia.
All right.
Eastern Seaboard.
If you can deliver me, I've got in a heart that need to be transported to Atlanta, I'll be willing to pay you like double dead miles and everything. No, it's not like a living heart. It's a heart. It's like for food. We got like 3 beef hearts that need to be sent to Atlanta. For center to be there, and he's doing it's like one of those expensive meetings there for people to donate money. They pay money to come in, and 2 of the people are from out of country, and we need to get 2 beef hearts. But the only place you can really get these beef hearts is in South Florida. They come from Port of Miami. They're special Brazilian cow beef hearts, and I believe this is some Argentinian guy who wants it prepared for him. He's rich.
No, I'm definitely not interested.
Dude, all you gotta do is, it's a cooler with some beef hearts, and I'm gonna give you a lot of money. What's your quota for this week, man? I'll make sure you meet that.
I'm gonna be here for the next 2 weeks before I get out of here.
Okay, well, when you get out, would you be willing, you know, just even on the side? We won't even have, are you the boss?
I'll tell you what, in 2 weeks from now, you give me a call, because I'd really...
Buddy, you know, I'm in Orlando, okay, but I'll tell you what. I will let you reapply for your job afterwards, and if you're the most qualified one, you'll get your job back.
What are you talking about, apply for my job?
If you lose your job because you do this delivery for me, I'll let you reapply, and you can get your job back.
I own the company.
That's what I'm saying. I'll let you get the job back if you, you know, if you do the run for me.
Yeah. No, definitely not. You know what? Give me a shout in 2 weeks. I'll come have a look at you and talk to you.
Are you concerned about losing your job over this? Okay, sir.
No, I'm not concerned about losing my job.
Can I speak to your manager? Can I speak to the manager, please?
To place a call, press 1.